Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota legislative session kicks off today with Governor Kristi Noem's State of the State speech. State Democrats hold fewer seats in the state legislature than they did last session. Joining us to talk about their legislative priorities, we have Jamie Smith and Troy Heinert. Representative Smith is Minority Leader of the House, and Senator Heinert is Minority Leader of the Senate. Senator Heinert, welcome. Thanks for returning to In the Moment today.
Well, hi, Lori. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate the time.
Representative Smith, thanks for being here as well.
Yeah, glad to be with you. It's always a good way to start off our session.
All right. It's a big session with a lot of work. We were just hearing SDPB reporters lay out I think it's fair to say a massive amount of work and money to deal with, appropriations and ideas and coronavirus precautions and everything like that, going into a challenging session for sure, but also one ripe with opportunity. So, Senator Heinert, I'm going to start with you. Tell us a little bit about what some of your legislative priorities are going to be, and then we'll talk in a minute about just the rhetoric and the political climate that we have right now. But first, I want to stick with this idea of when you come into this session, what are some of your priorities?
Well, you know, this year is different than years past because of coronavirus. You know, I think one of our legislative priorities are to make sure that we have the resources to actively fight the coronavirus, make sure that resources are available to get the vaccine out. You know, we are looking at some possibilities of helping healthcare systems or really people that maybe ended up in the hospital and have enormous hospital bills because they were underinsured or have no insurance, yet contracted COVID and spent significant time in the hospital. So those are some of the legislative priorities that we need to be mindful of this year that in years past weren't on our radar. You know, our other priorities are healthcare in general, education, you know, opportunities for young people to gain scholarships to attend a university or a tech school. You know, a lot of the same things that we bring year after year that make a difference in South Dakotan people's lives.
Yeah. Representative Smith, I know a lot of people who have had healthcare emergencies during this time and haven't even seen the bills yet. My daughter was in the hospital early in the pandemic in New York City in March. And that's still coming for a lot of people, those big expenses. So Jamie Smith, tell us a little bit about it can feel like as we move forward with the vaccine that this crisis is over, and it is so far from over right now. Talk a little bit about that right now, please.
Well, Laura, you're exactly right that we still don't even know the full effect of this. It was very nice that the federal government actually extended our ability to spend some of that money and make some decisions on that. And there'll be other rounds of stimulus money coming in, I'm sure. But to Troy's point, this uninsured or underinsured people and these bills that are coming, you're exactly right. They don't come right away. They come later, and they can be devastating. So we're trying to keep an eye on that. And I know there was talk about, you know, helping health systems out for unrecoverable costs. Well, we'd like the money to go to the patient so the patient could pay their bill so the hospital doesn't have uncovered costs. And so it's just a direction that the money flows and keep the person whole, because, you know, once you damage your credit and all of those things that can happen, it has a devastating effect not only on your health, but then on your financial well-being in the future. And we want to make sure that doesn't happen. The other thing
do you have ways that you think – I'm going to jump in real quick with a follow-up before you go on, Jamie. Is, do you have ways that you think that the money can go directly to – are the people who might have some of those expenses? Are you talking Medicaid expansion? Are you talking grant program for hospital bills? What are some of your ideas?
Those are the things that we're exploring right now, and they're having conversations behind the scene on, you know, what can that look like? What types of things and vehicles can we set up to make that happen? But those are the discussions we're having. Those are the types of problem-solving, talks that we're having is what does this look like? What can it look like? And how could we proceed? And then it becomes trying to get other people to agree with us on making that happen. And so those are things that keep us up at night and talking late into the night.
Yeah. And you wanted to go on and say more priorities. Leader Smith, go ahead with that.
Well, I just wanted to say that with all of the stuff that we have going on with the pandemic and the coronavirus and everything, we still have all the same essential business of the state that we need to look at. Our teachers, our healthcare workers, our community support providers, our nursing homes, our roads, our infrastructure, all of those things go on whether or not there's a pandemic or not. And we need to make sure that we keep giving our children a quality education in the state of South Dakota, that we're providing those opportunities for their future, that we don't have a lost generation here because of this pandemic. And that's a challenge. And we embrace that challenge and we'll work forward to try to make sure that all those things happen.
I want to talk a little bit about education, but also about rhetoric and the political climate that we live in right now. And I've been reminding people frequently that when President Trump was elected in 2016, we had conversations about definitions of fascism and authoritarianism because people were throwing words around pretty loosely. And here we are with President-elect Biden, and we're hearing words like communism and socialism thrown around pretty loosely as well. So we're going to have a conversation in our second hour about the definition of socialism and communism and sort of getting grounded in facts there. But I want to talk about Governor Noem's State of the State and some recent speeches she's given in an editorial published in The Federalist, where she talks about the newly elected senators from Georgia to the U.S. Senate. She calls them communists. And then she talks about education and the indoctrination, I'm quoting from her piece, takes place every day with kids all across America from the time they walk into school at age 5 to the time they graduate college at 22. She says they don't know about our decades-long fight to defeat communism, and she talks about the radical left here. And this is part of this national sort of rhetoric, and both of you issued a statement urging her to use different language and to bring her dialogue home to South Dakota instead of this sort of Washington kind of staging that you believe she has. I'm going to give you a chance to talk more about why you think language and rhetoric, especially around things like education and such, are really impactful here at home during the legislative session as you try to do the people's work. Senator Heiner, would you like to begin addressing that?
Sure. We were very disappointed that 2 days after what we saw happen in our nation's capital and at the Capitol building, that she chose to continue that path of harmful rhetoric. And that Wednesday changed the world, and that wasn't it wasn't just that day that caused that. That was months, if not years, of radicalization by using words such as communism, socialism, calling on fellow Americans to distrust their government and an election. We challenged the governor on those statements. We thought it was appropriate because staying silent, we saw what staying silent has done and chalking it up to politics as usual. And that can't go on anymore. And I think that's what you're going to see from our caucus going forward, is that when we hear statements like that, that aren't factually based, that seek to divide us even further, we are going to call people out on that. That is not how we talk. We shouldn't be talking about fighting. We should be talking about advocating for causes. And that is just a different vernacular and a different way and to get things done. And hopefully, you know, our Republican colleagues will feel the same.
Representative Jamie Smith, have you had any indications? We watched the governor on Fox News this morning indicating about some abortion legislation she's beginning, or she's urging lawmakers to move forward. She talked about how she would speak today about strong families. Do you have any ideas of what the state of the state address might hold from your vantage point, what we might expect?
Yeah. Lori, we met with the governor last night. She went through her talking points, and there's always a few things that come up in the state of the state that we probably didn't get in our talking points historically, just through the years. We don't go over the entire speech, but, one of the things that we did agree on, and we really are looking for an opportunity to work together on, is the $50 million Sanford and First Premier put into that scholarship, and they're looking for a state match on. Needs-based scholarships have been an issue of ours for a very long time, and I think you're going to see a portion of the speech dedicated to that. The governor told us she's going to talk about the past, the present, and then how we move to the future. What we're asking is that we work together to move into that future, not to dwell necessarily on the past, and let's move into the future together. I'd like to go back to Troy's point on rhetoric and speech, and something that our caucus, has long pushed for is that as a Democrat in South Dakota, we can't do anything without working with our friends across the aisle to get something done for the state of South Dakota. And, you know, I'd like to have a bigger caucus, and I'd like to have it be, less of a divide that way in numbers, but it forces us to be better, and it forces us to bring bills that are bills that the bipartisan world can, that we can, I'm sorry, Alexa's talking in my room here.
Sure.
What we can do is, when we work together, we can get these things done, is what I wanted to say. And negative rhetoric doesn't help at all. Yeah. And you've known me a very long time, and respect is the number one thing that we have to have for each other. And that's what I want. I'd like you in the media and to push positive discourse. You know, we can disagree without being disagreeable, but we have to model that. Mm-hmm. And that's our job as leaders, is to model that. And that's what we're asking for, is leaders to model how to behave with political discourse.
The challenge has been set, and as Governor Noem was on national TV talking about these South Dakota State of the State address, it seems like many eyes across the country will be watching the work in South Dakota, and what we say matter, words matter. We have been talking with Democratic leaders. Republican leaders will join us. They're caucusing today and couldn't join us today, so we'll have them on a future program. You've been hearing from Senator Troy Hinert and Representative Jamie Smith, both minority leaders in their houses. Jamie Smith, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori. Always a pleasure.
Troy Hinert, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Lori. Look forward to visiting again.